Karen.
I'm Greg.
I'm Aubrey.
And I'm Paul.
And this is Library Beat,
a weekly podcast about all things library.
Good morning, Aubrey.
Good morning, Paul. How's it going?
It's going well. What are you doing today?
I am currently on deliveries. It's Wednesday, which means we're delivering to the Sunshine area.
Yeah, we're driving all around the west part of Garland County right now. We're dropping things off. We're about to go to the book locker out at the Sunshine store and swap out the items there. And we decided this would be a good time to record our second episode of the podcast. If you are just tuning in, we alternate every other week with Karen and Greg. So we are the co-hosts this week, and you'll hear from us again in 2 weeks. And luckily, even though it's been incredibly hot in the triple digits lately, it's not too bad today yet. I mean, it is only like 9 o'clock in the morning, so jury's still out for the rest of the day. But it has been an incredibly hot and humid summer.
You know what I was thinking about, Paul?
What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about how busy the summer has been. I know we had our summer reading program just came to an end. Let's kind of talk about how it looked for adults.
You know, it was really successful for kids and teens as well. But as far as adults are concerned, this was our most successful year ever as far as stats go. We had almost 3,000 entries in the adult summer reading program. The final number was about 2,800 something, and that is definitely a record. And I think a large part of that is because of the awesome prizes that we had this year.
The prizes were so cool. I'm kind of jealous that I couldn't participate and win one of the cool prizes.
We gave away a brand new Nintendo Switch with a copy of the new Zelda game, Tears of the Kingdom, and that alone had almost 1,000 people enter to win that. We also had a couple of gift certificates from Pale Horse Tattoo, so that was really unique, something, you know, that may appeal to a different demographic than you usually think of as being a adult library user. You know, the stereotype is seniors, and certainly a lot of them did participate in the adult SRP this year, but you know, when you do things like a Nintendo Switch or tattoo certificates for adults, you're getting a younger adult range in addition to the bread and butter, which is the seniors.
Absolutely. So now that the summer reading program is over, what was your favorite program from the summer, you think?
That's a really tough one. I think overall, I'm going to have to say the new astronomy series that started at the beginning of August. It's going to be an 8-part series that's hosted by Jerry Simmons, who is with the Hot Springs Village Stargazers. And it is going to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to astronomy. It's going to lead up to the big eclipse that's happening next April, which is, of course, going to be a big deal for Hot Springs because we're right in the path of totality and get pretty much maximum exposure time. So there's going to be tens or hundreds of thousands of people coming here just to view this one little moment in time. It's going to be really cool, and I'm definitely going to want to stay home.
That might be a good time for me to get out of town. That sounds like too many people for me. My favorite thing that I did personally this summer at the library was our craft program tie-dye t-shirts back in June, and that was super fun. We had several people come out, and we even had some return crafters bring their shirts back up to the library to show me how they turned out, and that was so awesome. They looked so good. We'll definitely have to revisit that craft in the future.
So, did anything else interesting happen to you at the library this summer, Aubrey?
Well, back in June, I had a really great opportunity to attend the ALA conferences that took place in Chicago. ALA stands for American Library Association, and so they have conferences every year. And so I was able to go this year and participate, and I learned a lot of new things. Got to explore the city of Chicago, which I've never done before, so that was really exciting and a great opportunity. I grew a lot from that, so I'm eager to start applying what I've learned to my work at the library. As far as my personal summer plans went, my family and I took a trip down to Destin, Florida, and so we spent a week there. And that was fun. We all hung out, went to the beach, ate some good food, and we took our dogs with us. So that just added another entire side to vacation.
I've been to Destin before. That was actually my first time ever going to the ocean. It was several years ago, but yeah, it was really beautiful.
Destin was so pretty. I have never been to a beach that had such clear and pretty water. That was new to me.
The best trip I've ever been on, my wife and I, we went to Puerto Rico a couple years ago. Yeah, it was absolutely amazing, and we definitely want to go back. We went on a rainforest tour in the El Yunque. There was a local tour guide that was affiliated with the hotel we were staying at, and we got to go in the rainforest just with some other hotel guests, and it rained while we were in the rainforest. We got to climb over rocks and die from a waterfall. It was like like a fairy tale, like a little movie. It was so awesome. And the food, like seafood by the sea, and I love seafood, but seafood actually on the ocean is a whole other level that you unfortunately can't really get in Arkansas.
We spent a lot of our summers in Branson, Missouri, which was, honestly, I have such great memories of those trips, so we still go to this day. Even my husband and I, once we got married, that's something that we took on. So it's so fun, like, talking about places that you go when you grew up and then the fun things you do when you are an adult.
Yeah, absolutely. My wife and I didn't go anywhere this summer. We are planning on going somewhere later this fall. But it was just so hot and miserable this summer. I don't know how you did Florida. I just wanted to stay inside.
The heat is different when you're on the beach, Paul.
That is very true. Yeah, it was like triple degrees here. It was like an inferno in Hot Springs. We really lived up to our name. We put the hot in Hot Springs.
Absolutely. It's also Arkansas, and so you feel like you walk outside and you just walk into a wall of humidity. So that doesn't help anything.
Like they say around here, it's not the heat that'll get you. It's the humidity.
True.
Yeah, we try and do one big trip a year. You know, it doesn't always work out that way, but we try and do one big trip a year, somewhere really cool that's on our travel bucket list, and you know, maybe something smaller like Memphis, something you can drive to and back the next day, which is really fun. You know, Memphis is a great 3-hour drive, and they have phenomenal barbecue there and a lot of cool little things to do.
True. Not to call you old, but I am quite a few years younger than you, so maybe I still have some time to work on my travel bucket list.
Well, what's on your travel bucket list?
Well, I want to leave the country at least once. I think that would be super cool. I think Greece would be super cool to go to. Have you seen Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
I have not.
Oh, well, you need to watch it, because that's where I want to go.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of great things about Greece. It sounds really cool, and Greek food is phenomenal. Food is one of the biggest reasons to travel somewhere for me. Like, I will plan an entire trip around the culinary culture of a place. So, and Greek food seems like it's the best food that Europe has to offer, just in my opinion, from the, you know, Arkansas versions of world cuisines that I've had, which, you know, of course, it might be a low bar compared to the authentic thing, but definitely love Greek food, and Greece just seems like a gorgeous place on the Mediterranean. And I love seafood, so. Well, the one thing that scares me about international travel is getting a passport. That just seems overwhelming as someone who doesn't know how exactly that process works. I mean, so many people do it. It can't be super complicated. It's just first time trying to get one seems a little daunting.
Absolutely. I'm one of those people that tends to procrastinate things, and I don't think getting your passport is one of those things you can put off when you're planning for a trip.
No, it seems like a multi-month process that you have to go through, apply to get it.
Yes, the idea of it. I'm not even planning on getting one anytime soon, but I'm already stressed.
Yeah, I kind of want to get one just to have it, even though we're not planning on going anywhere.
Because what if you need to flee the country?
yeah, you never know. Yeah, my understanding is they're good for 10 years. So even if you get one and then aren't going to travel anywhere for a couple years and I just missed my turn, it's still a worthwhile thing to have. And because really that's just the first step. It's a prerequisite to traveling anywhere is having the passport. So why not go ahead and get that, and then it'll make life a little easier once you finally do go. When we went to Puerto Rico, that was kind of a sample of what international travel might be like without actually having the barrier of having a passport since it's a U.S. territory and it uses U.S. currency. And it's not predominantly English-speaking, so in some ways it feels like it is outside the U.S. without officially being so.
It's
a good stepping stone, yeah.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free HVAC estimates and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Their vision is to provide prompt, reliable service that exceeds expectations. Their positive and cooperative attitude has made them a provider of choice in Garland County for over 30 years. Thanks, City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, for your next project. Call 501-623-3325 or 501-922-3325.
Places that I would love to go to. I mean, there's plenty of places in America that I haven't even been that I'd love to go to. Like, I've never been to either far coast. We've been to the Gulf Coast when we went to Florida, but I've never been to the East or West Coast. Have you?
No, I have. Most of my travels have been central United States. I haven't been to... Now, I'm from California, but I don't remember anything about it. So I've been there, but not consciously. And then I've also never been to, like, Philadelphia. I've never been to either sides. I've only stayed right in the middle. I'm a big family person, and so most of my travels have been to visit family. So whenever I go somewhere, that's normally what I do, and I haven't had any family live in either side of the state. So once I track some people down, maybe I'll go visit them.
Yeah, you might have to research your family tree and find some real extended family who lives in Seattle or
right.
New York City or something.
You know what I could use to do that? We have a resource on our library website, and you can search for family members on there. What is that thing called? Heritage?
Heritage Quest.
Yes. Yes, we could use Heritage Quest. I'm going to find some people, some family members, and I am going to go visit them. Might be a little concerning. Some strange girl they've never met showing up at their door.
Yeah, and you're just using them for
an excuse
to be able
see,
to,
but they don't have to
go
know
to the
that.
Big Apple.
They don't have to know that. When I was preparing for my trip to Chicago for the ALA conferences, I actually checked out a travel book from the library about Chicago. I had never been there before, so I didn't know what to expect. So I walked on over to the travel section in our nonfiction area, found me a book on Chicago, and checked it out. Took it home. Read it, did all the research. It was really helpful.
Yeah, there's hundreds of travel books over there. I mean, pretty much every place you could possibly imagine that mm-hmm. one might be able to travel to, we're going to have books at the library. I mean, that's what we're for, is to get information. So, and then take it with you. I mean, when you're on vacation, you've got your travel book with you. And you could also, you know, if you're just chilling out at the beach or something, we have our digital items. If you don't want to bring your book and risk getting it wet, or, you know, it can suddenly storm when you're on the beach, you know, you have your phone and just lay out there on the beach and use Libby or Hoopla and listen to your favorite audiobook, read your favorite ebook while you're out relaxing in the
Absolutely.
Sun or in a hammock, wherever you go.
And, you know, I don't think a lot of people realize that you can actually read with Kindle through the library. So you just use Libby and you can have your books transferred to your Kindle. So it's perfect for your trip to the beach. You just pull out your Kindle Paperwhite and read your books all day long.
Putting an extra ad in there for the library.
This is not paid sponsorship, by the way.
Yeah, we are the sponsorship.
We're sponsoring ourselves.
Yes. So another place I would really, really love to go at some point is Japan.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, definitely. It is, for those that don't know, Hot Springs' sister city is Hanamaki, Japan. And we have a really good relationship at the library with our sister city program. I've done some programs with Mary Zunick, who oversees that program. And we had a virtual series during COVID that was the Sister City series, where she did about 6 episodes on various topics, all things Sister City program, Hanamaki culture, and we even had some guests that were live in Japan. So there was definitely a huge time zone difference that we had to kind of figure out when we were broadcasting those programs, because they were actually live. And she interviewed people that are associated with our Sister City program in Japan, and there was a translator, and she got the, she spoke all about the exchange program with the students. And we also send a delegation every year in Hot Springs of various people in the community. So that would be really cool. I don't know if I'll ever get to join that delegation, but just going to Japan as an individual, of course, my wife would love to go too, and it'd be a really fun experience. And of course, the food there.
That's the most important part.
That's the most important part. I love Japanese food. What's your favorite world cuisine?
That is such a tough question.
I know. We could do a whole episode on that. Let's save it.
Let's put a pin in this. Speaking of things that we've put a pin in, we have some exciting news. Next time that we are going to be hosting the podcast, we're going to have a special guest. Do you want to tell them who
we're interviewing? Abby Meredith of Abby's Acres out at the Sunshine Store. We had promised we would do that on our first episode that you listened to a couple weeks ago, and luckily we didn't volunteer her for something she didn't want to do, and she's happy to do it. So we are going to have her on as a special guest, talk about everything they do out there at Abby's Acres and the Sunshine Store, and all of the various interactions we've had with her, bringing her petting zoo to the library. She's got a book that we have at the library, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Abby truly is awesome. We have so much coming up that we're going to be able to talk about and do, and I'm really, really excited to see where this goes.
I'm really thrilled about all the adventures and places we're going to go on this podcast, all the people we're going to talk to and all the things we're going to see. And we've been talking about how we want to travel all around the world and all the places we want to go. And we may not travel the world on this podcast, but we're going to travel our world here in Garland County and Hot Springs. It's really just a wonderful place, and we love our community.
It really is such a great place. And you can tell so many people want to come and see what it's like, and it's just so great. I'm glad that we get to share it with so many people and all around the world.
Yes, and while we've been talking about traveling all around the U.S. and the world, there are people that come to visit Hot Springs from all over because of all of the things that we have to offer. We have nature, we have the lakes and the forests and the mountains, we're a national park. Of course, we have the racetrack and this really rich history with, it's really fascinating. We have the gangster history and the casinos, but we're also this arts town. We have music festivals and the documentary film festival.
Yes. Like, no matter who you are or what you do, there is going to be something for you to do here in Hot Springs.
Yes. And then, of course, Hot Springs Village, it's a retirement community that people from all over come to retire in, largest gated community in North America. So we have a really fascinating county, and it's just really cool that we live in a place that other people see as a destination and not just a place to visit temporarily on vacation, but to come back and become part of the community.
Absolutely.
You know, all those people, of course, have access to the library, and so we're really a community hub that brings them all together so they can come and visit anywhere else in the world they want through the power of books and movies and all the information.
Absolutely, 100%.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.